It is time for another Classic Car Chat with Al, brought to us by JDR Seeds, part of our racing features, our racing programs on Hometown and Home Country Radio. And today, I've traveled out to what I think is Mopar City with Jim Shoemaker here in Algona. Jim, welcome to our Car Chat program.
Thanks for having me.
I do mean this is Mopar City. All these beautiful Chrysler vehicles. We're going to focus on one of them, however, and this is a special one.
This is a 1967 Plymouth Belvedere II. It's a two-door hardtop model.
This would be my pick of them, too, because it is the most beautiful bright red, Jim.
Yeah, it's raspberry red, and it was a 1967 color for Chrysler. When we got the car, it was white, so we redid it, and the 67 Plymouth Belvedere II was actually the car I got married in. And I always wanted it back, so I wound up buying this car back and putting it, redoing it and making it the red color like it was. And it turned out pretty good. It's got red, raspberry red color, black vinyl top, and white interior. So
yeah, that's about a perfect combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty. It works out pretty nice. So.
And you have the nice rally wheels on this one?
Right. The wheels are the same wheels that came with the car when it was original, so it's a pretty original car.
Very beautiful. As far as engine and transmission, is that all original or is that redone?
Well, it had a 318 in it when I got it, and I wound up getting a 440 and putting a 440 in it with a 727 automatic transmission. And then we put shift kits in the transmission so it shifts firmer, and it does pretty nice on the road. It cruises nice, and it's got pretty good power.
So this is one that it's probably one of your favorites to take to the, I know you go to a lot of the cruise ins and things like that.
My granddaughter is really the one that likes it. She'll take it anywhere she can take it. So, but we take it most of the time, probably one of our first choice, so we'll go on a cruise in and have a nice cruise at night. Or a lot of times we take the grandkids with us, and they take a car and I take one, and we'll take three or four of them and all go together. So,
obviously, you're a Mopar guy. How did this end up being Mopar City?
Well, my dad was always, that's all he ever owned was a Plymouth. And I grew up in a Plymouth, and I've been there all my life. And the first car I bought in high school was a 56 Plymouth Belvedere with a 318 and a push-button automatic. And I always liked that car. And I just stayed with Plymouth. I've been Plymouth all my life. Now the Plymouth's not made anymore. It's, you got to go to Dodge or something. So, but that's, I've always been that way all my life. My dad taught me right, I guess.
Well, they're beautiful cars. He has several more. They're all Plymouths, and they're just absolutely gorgeous cars. And perhaps sometime in the future, we can talk about some of the others that you have.
Yeah, we can do that. We got five of them here we can choose from. So sometime when we want to talk about another one, we'll pick one out and talk about it.
Sounds very, very good. And the one we're focusing on today, 1967 Plymouth Belvedere II, right?
Right. It was actually built by Plymouth with young family sports type car, and it really wasn't a powerful car or a muscle car or anything, but we kind of cheated a little bit and put the 440 in it. But it was actually built for a family car, and then the body style was only 2 years. I've got both years of the body style, so I kind of like the body style because it's square shaped car, and I just enjoy being around them.
Yeah, it's a great example of mid 60s Chrysler product, that kind of square body style that they had back then, and one that I always liked myself because I have a little Mopar blood in the family. One of my grandfathers was a real Mopar guy. So kind of grew up around them too.
Well, that's good. I mean, I just always been Mopar, and I guess I always will be.
Thanks so much for sharing this story on this 1967 Plymouth Belvedere. We've been talking with Jim Shoemaker. Thanks so much for being with us, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Our Classic Car Chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds.